Here he is, the Stone Pony from ABC News. Alex Stone is joining us. He's the aviation editor of the Rokan Show. That's a separate job that he's got.
Title changes position. Every time.
Yes, no, it does, and it really means nothing. Okay, now, United Airlines has created an internal travel restriction list for flyers who will not wear masks. And there are others who are mulling the same thing. What is, I've never heard this term before, an internal travel restriction list?
Yeah, so this is something that this week, Airlines for America, the lobbying, the trade group for most of the larger airlines, that they got the airlines together and said, we need to do something. Too many people are not wearing masks when they're on board planes. That, you know, you got a group of people who are saying, no, you can't tell me what to do, and I'm not going to wear a mask. What does the airline do then? Because then you have others who are saying, excuse me, flight attendant, this bozo over here isn't wearing a mask, but you told me it's mandatory. Like, what are you going to do about it? And the flight attendants have pretty much been saying, well, there's nothing we can really do. And so this is now the airlines kind of coming together, but United leading the charge, at least being the one that's the most out there on it, saying if you do not wear a mask, as they are telling you you need to do when you get on board that plane, that you are going to be put on essentially a blacklist at the airline, and you will not be able to fly that airline again for a certain amount of time. And American says that it will potentially do something like this. Delta is saying it. But United is the one that has put the policy out there and said, if you defy us, then you're not a customer of ours anymore. They're, you know, they're a company. You're not in the on a public airplane that belongs to you, and it belongs to United. And they're saying if you're not going to follow the rules, the science and the evidence show that on board a plane, if everybody is wearing masks, then what they're breathing out, what they're talking out, most of it is getting caught up in that mask, not what you're breathing in. You hear all those people say, doesn't do me any good. It's not, you know, the virus is too small to be stopped by the mask. That's not what this is about. This is about what you're putting out, the larger droplets, when you're breathing, when you're coughing, when you're talking, when you're laughing, that most of those get caught in the mask and then won't be floating around in the cabin. And so the evidence is there, and the airlines are saying, if you're not going to do it, well, then you're not going to be flying on United or whatever the other airline is that you're on for a certain amount of time. How long that's going to be, we don't know.
Because the truth is, one thing you and I know for sure, is that you don't have civil rights on board an airplane. I mean, you have some that will be guaranteed, but others that are not guaranteed.
No, you don't have a right to fly. And, you know, Yeah, they can't discriminate, but you don't have a constitutional right to get on United Airlines. And, you know, it'd be like walking into a store where they have a, you know, no shoes, no shirt, no mask rule, and then you're not going to get any service. And United's saying, you're going to fight us on it, then you're not going to fly on our airline.
And you are required to, according to the back of your ticket, nobody has a back of a ticket anymore, they just have the website, but according to your the agreement on your ticket, you have to obey the flight attendants. You have to obey whatever, whether it's a pilot, flight attendant, you know, whoever is an employee of the airline. If they give you a command, you have to obey it. And you don't have a right to freedom of speech. If you start mouthing off the flight attendant, the next thing you know, somebody's going to come on board that plane and take you off. And Sometimes it works out well. I mean, we had a bad situation here at O'Hare a number of years ago with the guy who got dragged off the airplane, and that was not so good. But there are real cases of this where people want to make a federal case of it. We have one particular one that has now caught everybody's, or at least caught our attention. There's a guy named Brandon Starka, who is a budding television personality, who decided that he was not going to wear a mask on board the flight and then got thrown off the flight. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like.
So I'm at the airport now. I just got kicked off of my flight, American Airlines, because they told me that it was the law that I have to wear a mask. By the way, I filmed the entire thing, so the entire thing is recorded. And when I pointed out that this is not true, this is actually not the law, they said, yes, it is. And then eventually they changed their story to, well, it's our policy and you can't fly with us if you don't do it.
Right. Which is okay.
Big tough guy there, right? Well, he's right. It is not the law. It is the policy of these airlines that the administration, despite some airlines asking the FAA and Department of Transportation to make it the law. They're not doing that. Interesting, as you were talking to me, we just got an update from American Airlines. They, as of a few minutes ago, banned him from American Airlines. He can no longer fly American Airlines. Initially, they had put out a statement saying they were going to look into it and they were sorry. But, yeah, we just got this statement. American Airlines thoroughly reviewed the incident. As a result of this review, he will not be permitted to fly on American as he failed to comply with our stated policy and crew member instructions. So there you go. What United has been threatening, American just did and said, this guy wasn't going to wear a mask, wouldn't wear a mask. Therefore, he can no longer fly on American Airlines.
But he was also trying to punk them, too.
Yeah,
I mean if this were just...
He went there knowing what he was doing and recording the entire thing. And in the end, yeah, I'm sure his followers are cheering him on and saying, you're right. But in the end, he lost out. They just said, well, you're never flying us again.
He's going to try that. He did that for American, right? Then he tried maybe United as the next to go, no, you can't be on that.
I'm sure he will keep doing it. You know, it's like those who try to bait the police and they, you know, do things and they record it from the beginning just to bait them. To get a reaction and see if they go beyond policy. You know, it's interesting. I flew this week, and I was coming back from Seattle, and on Alaska Airlines, going back to L.A., man, they let you know. I mean, they must have said it 20 times on the loudspeaker before we boarded. You must have a mask on before you get to the boarding gate. Then about 2 minutes later, ladies and gentlemen, we're reminding you, there were still people who got up to the boarding gate, didn't have them on, and the gate agent said, you are not boarding. One guy got into the jetway, kept walking. She said, sir, come back. And he said, I'm not putting it. And she said, put it on or you're not getting on board. And he pulls out a wrinkled up, old, disposable mask and holds it to his face, doesn't put it on. And, I mean, she stuck on him. She said, you don't put that on, you're not getting on board. And he, fine, and put it on. Then on board, once I got on board, did he have it on? No. They kept telling him he had to put it. Then he wouldn't cover his nose. He would only cover his mouth. And it's like, you know, dude, it's not that tough. If you want to fight this, fight it in some other way. These crew members, they don't have any say over this. Just put it on for the two-hour flight until we land. Just be done with it.
Well, that is. There are just people who, I mean, everybody knows this. This is the Thanksgiving principle. There's always somebody, you know, that just wants to go totally in the other direction. And it doesn't make any sense. Again, you don't have a right to fly. It's a great convenience to fly. It's a lot shorter than walking. So you do
a long
need,
walk from Seattle to L.A.
Yes, so. You do need to do that. Did they serve anything on board the plane?
Only bottles of water. Same thing on Southwest on my way up. They hand you on Southwest a can of water. On Alaska, a little tiny bottle of water, and then a little baggie of kind of, you know, trail mix.
Are you allowed to, once you're in the seat, can you take, once you're in the seat, can you take your mask off?
Only if you're going to eat. Eat or drink. You can take it off. Otherwise, you got to leave it on. You know, but for the folks up in first class, you know, that's all they're getting, too. There's no service. And you're thinking, man, first class seat was $1,200. And, you know, all you're getting now is the bigger seat. You know, people used to say that. Now
you're
that's
also
really
getting,
all you're getting.
You're also getting a one-third less chance of getting it from somebody because you're only sitting next to one person versus two. So
that is true. You know, the other interesting thing is at Burbank a little bit because they highly suggest at Burbank you wear a mask. Maybe about two-thirds were. Others were clearly, you know, you could tell those who were trying to make a point and not.
Right.
Vegas, I had to connect through Vegas. Nobody was wearing masks because it's not mandated there. People were at the bars in Vegas, at the Vegas airport, like it was a normal day. Southwest terminal was packed. I saw one guy eating, and he was licking his fingers as he was eating whatever with his hand.
Alex, please. And I mean, first of all, I'm late for a break, and you're making it worse because you're making me I'm late for a break.
Then in Seattle, it's mandatory, but still you had those who were, you know, despite all the loudspeakers, they were still in the airport refusing to do it. Okay, go to break.
Thank you, Stone Pony. Alex Stone, ABC News. Appreciate it. All right. We'll come back to your phone calls. 312-981-7200. You going to wear a mask on a plane? Or are you going to be like this guy? You going to be like this guy? 312-981-7200. We'll find out. But first, here's Lauren.
I said, you know, no one's even asked me if I have a condition that prevents me from wearing a mask. Nobody on the plane. Somebody asked me outside of the plane. Then literally the whole staff is just standing around me, intimidating me, saying, you're keeping everybody waiting. You're keeping everybody waiting. And I'm like, this is not a thing. I don't have to do this. And I fly, by the way, every week. And every week I've been on an airplane, the announcement is made, please be respectful to those who cannot wear a mask or don't wear a mask. I've never had this happen before where I was told it was the law and they took me off the plane.
That's Brandon Starka, who apparently is a budding television personality who defied American Airlines, would not wear a mask on board. They kicked him off the airplane. And now American Airlines, just within the last 10 minutes, has just announced that they are not going to let him ever fly American Airlines again. He's now on the banned list. He's on double secret probation. Because his grade point average is 0.0. I can tell you that right now. Because I do not understand. It's a publicity stunt. But he's representing, though, and obviously he's trying to represent, an entire train of thought in America, which is, why do I have to wear a mask? Why? What? You know, there's no rule that says that you can make me wear a mask. You're not the boss of me. That's basically what that is saying. And Jack, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Jack, 312-981-7200.
Hey, Ro. My wife's been a flight attendant for a long time for one of the major airlines. She's seen just about everything, I think, and she takes most things in stride. But let me tell you, since she's been back flying more regularly since the slowdown, there's been a lot of, let's call them Richards, on the plane lately.
and Richard's married to Karen, by the way, in case you're wondering. But go ahead. Yes.
Hey, let me tell you, one good example was she was on a recent flight. There was a young man, probably in his 30s, in first class, who refused to wear the mask. And it came down where the guy yelled at my wife, "Are you a doctor?" And right then, it was perfect timing. A doctor, a female doctor, was boarding and said, "No, but I am," and put your mask on. It was outstanding.
Did the dude do it, or was he still?
Oh yeah, yeah. He got in line right away. There's a lot of people, kind of like 9/11, that stand up for the flight attendants getting abused these days.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's the thing, and you see it happen all the. I mean, I don't have to tell you. You're married to a flight attendant, but just as a flyer, you see it happen all the time where somebody just gets in a flight attendant's face and starts yelling about their seat or about something else, and that they can't actually control. And again, I think this goes to a personality profile. It goes to the whole "you're not the boss of me" profile, which is, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I bought this ticket. Well, the beauty of the airline industry is the airline industry really is state socialism. You don't have a choice. What they tell you is going to go. Otherwise, they're going to say, "You got to get off." Now, at 39,000 feet, it's going to be a little harder to get off. That can result in a problem. But that's when the plastic handcuffs come out. And that's there's, you know, you got to listen to what the flight attendants are telling you. And if that's the policy of the airline, and again, it's not like putting on a seatbelt, because that is federal law. But the policy, they can enforce their own policies on board. So it's just,
well, up until now, until they made the statement about, you know, making it mandatory, my wife said that there's nothing we can do if unless we tell the pilot. He might come back, but like you said, if you're in mid-flight, what are you going to do?
Right. I like the pilot coming back. I like the pilot and co-pilot coming back in mid-flight, scaring the hell out of everybody. Who's flying this thing? All right. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. Liz, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Liz.
Hello,
Liz.
Oh no! Hi, this is Lynn. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, all I can say is good for American Airlines. You know what? There is no reason in the world. First of all, I shouldn't get into politics, but if we had a leader in this world who set an example for our country, we wouldn't have half of this going on right now. And people need to follow the rules. I flew on Southwest about three weeks ago, and I have to say there was one person going down. I was going to Florida, didn't have a mask on. Coming back, everyone had a mask on. They didn't have to ask once, twice. Everybody had their mask on. If you don't want to wear a mask and it's mandatory to wear it on a plane, then don't fly.
Right. Walk.
Don't.
That
fly.
Is my suggestion.
Exactly.
Walk.
Right. If right.
You'll be up by yourself.
So you can post your things on Instagram about your doings and your how can they turn me away, blah, blah, blah. You know what? These people know what they're doing. They're trying to protect us. Okay? So, yeah, do I like wearing a mask? No. I've been out working since COVID started. I worked in the medical profession. I've been working since this whole thing started. I don't like wearing a mask, but I wear it every day to make sure that I'm looking out for everybody around me.
Yeah.
You know, and people should be looking at it that way. Not, it's not about yourself. It's about other people. So,
thank you, Liz. Very well said. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Joe, have a good day.
You too. Joe, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi. I just want to say she's right. I mean, if you don't want to wear a mask, then don't fly. I was just at a Walgreens 20 minutes ago. There's a big red sign on the door. You cannot enter unless you're wearing a mask. I was in the checkout line. The guy in front of me, he probably had 50 items. He didn't have a mask on. I don't understand why it's not enforced.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So you know what? I gotta say, Joe, I'm a bit of a hypocrite on this, because when I'm out walking, I go out and I walk every day now to try to get, you know, whatever steps in, or just trying to not drop dead tomorrow. And when I'm out on the street and I'm walking, I rarely wear a mask. I have one with me, but I really only wear, because I go into the park and I'm trying to keep social distance by doing that way. But if I go in somewhere, I'm going to put on a mask. Sometimes I put on a mask and gloves if I'm going in somewhere, because I think the gloves.
Same with me. If I'm outside, I normally don't wear it. But if I'm inside and there's a sign, I follow the rule.
Yeah.
Do I like it? No, I don't like it, but I follow the rule. Just
right.
Like
yeah.
With this guy with his 0.0 grade average. I think it's negative zero, whatever. But he's just doing it for publicity.
And that is what he is.
My thing is, I'm seeing it in stores. I'm seeing it in gas stations. Why is it not enforced when you walk in the door?
Yeah. Well, because they don't want to enforce it that way. And also, people are not going to be in the tube for hours all together at the same time. I think they feel a little differently about it. But still, I think your point is very, very well taken, Joe. Thank you. Ben, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, Roel, what's going on? I love your show, man. Hey, I work for United Airlines, and I've been customer service 32 years, and my girlfriend's flight attendant. And right now, Southwest, Delta, United, we're all high-fiving American, because, come on, man, it's follow the rules. And
yeah.
I know it's not the law. It's not the law, but just be conscientious about other people, you know? It's a big learning curve, and right now we all want to get back to work. I mean, I'm working, but we just want to get these more flights out.
Yeah, no question about it. Ben, thank you very much. I got to run for the news, but I appreciate it. 312-981-7200. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, man. All right, we got the news with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right now, and then we're going to find out. Online betting started today. What the hell are we supposed to bet on? We'll find out the answer to that question on the other side.